Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for this day as we come to celebrate you, as we come to worship you and to seek you and to find you. Lord, as we come to hear your voice. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that as we continue to worship you, you would speak to us. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my rock and my savior. Amen. So my question is what is something that you can't possibly live without? Go ahead, tell me.
Water.
Good answer. Don't be afraid. There are lots of answers. What is something you can't live without?
Air.
Air is a great one. Anything else? Food. Okay. I would be in that group. Chocolate. Love.
Coffee.
What? Coffee. Who needs coffee? Two cups. I was thinking about what is it that we can't live without, and I came up with air, water. I came up with shelter and food, although maybe without shelter you could live. I thought of things like family and friends and loving neighbors. We can't live without them. And for some people, they can't live without their phone or their Facebook or some other type of technology. They just can't live without it. I think you can have all of those things, but there's still one thing. If you don't have it, you cannot live long without it. And that is this: hope. Hope. We can have our physical needs met. We can even have our emotional needs met. But if we have no hope, we're not in a good place. Sure, we can hope for certain things like a certain basketball team making it to the finals tomorrow night. We can hope for that. We can even have our emotional needs met. We can hope for things like on The Price is Right. You win a new car! Yes! Did you guys see that on the news? The person pulling out the tags did it wrong, and the lady didn't win a new car, but she pulled it out anyway and she won a new car. Or you can have hope to have a certain type of a house, the perfect job, the greatest spouse, maybe fantastic kids. But this is not the hope I'm speaking about. The hope we cannot live with long is really about the hope of tomorrow. The hope of tomorrow that can only be met in Jesus Christ, the one who rose from the dead. See, the hope I'm speaking about is this: heaven's offer of peace eternal. Can you say that with me? Heaven's offer of peace eternal. Quickly, let me break down what I mean by hope. You see, hope starts with an H, heaven. When I say heaven, I'm speaking about the author of life. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the God who created all things, and in particular created you and me, created us in God's image for one purpose, for one reason, so that we would be in relationship with God and we could be in relationship with one another. And initially, it was with Adam and Eve, the first couple, and it was like heaven on earth. Everything was going so well. God was walking with them in the Garden of Eden until they became disobedient, rebelling against God and wanting their own way over God's perfect way. Now, I'm not talking about God controlling them, which some people believe religion is about. More like a parent, knowing the best way for their child and wanting them to follow that way, but giving the child the ability to make their own decision. God's perfect way. And since that time when Adam and Eve separated themselves from God, heaven was no longer on earth, and heaven has been seeking to draw us back into that deep relationship with God. H is for heaven. O is for offer, as in heaven's offer. After Adam and Eve, the world moved toward chaos. God started over with Noah, and the world moved toward a sacrificial system. Sacrifices of animals, and yes, even people and children to appease the gods. God then chose Abraham to be the father of a holy nation, a nation that would worship the one true living God. And God gave them 10 commandments, which when you think about it is the moral code that most all people in the world follow today, whether they give credit to God or not. And God offered them to be in relationship with himself by following the set of codes and a sacrificial system that didn't require human sacrifices, which set them apart from every other nation. These codes made them into a holy nation where life was honored and the one true God was worshiped and glorified. And through this nation, other nations would come to know God and have the opportunity to become a part of the Israelites and declare the praises of God. Yet, the Israelites, they continued to stray from God, seeking after the things of this world, the things that other nations had to offer them, which were ungodly things. Finally, God sent his one and only Son as the final offering for his creation. You see, the Son would live with us and demonstrate through his mighty miracles and he performed in his powerful teachings that he gave that he indeed was the long-awaited Messiah. The Son would be arrested, humiliated, spat upon, and finally beaten and crucified in our place. Jesus, the Son, would become the final sacrifice, shedding his blood to pay for all people's disobedience and rebellion, for all time. The Son would then die and be buried in a tomb, thinking that it was all over. Do we need more proof of God's love than that? Isn't that enough? If that wasn't enough, in the final exclamation point, the Father raises the Son from the tomb 3 days later, showing that God has power even over death itself. Heaven's offer. Jesus offers himself to us this morning saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is heaven's offer to you and to me, that by believing in Jesus as God, your Savior, and ordering your lives to live for and worship the one true living God, you will be accepting heaven's offer. So the question then becomes, what does heaven's offer offer us? The P in hope is peace. Heaven's offer of peace. In a world that is outwardly getting more chaotic, and when in the news we learn of nations threatening to annihilate other nations, people killing others because they believe in God. And this would cause anyone anxiety, especially really if you live outside of the United States. And yet through the centuries from Rome until now, Christians have been willing to die. Christians have been willing to die because of their belief in Jesus as their Savior. Why? Why? In part, it's because of the hope that they have. The hope that they have in Jesus as their Savior and the peace it brings into their lives. You see, Jesus would tell his disciples before he rose back into heaven from earth, read it with me, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You see, the disciples knew that they weren't alone in the world, that God was still with them no matter what they faced. And next week I'll tell you more about how God continues to be with them even now. And Jesus told them that he would be interceding on behalf of them to the Father when he got back into heaven. Now, who can have a more powerful ally than Jesus? Who heals the physically broken, who gives peace to the emotionally distraught, who tells the wind and the waves, peace, be still, and they obey. Knowing Jesus is on your side should leave you with peace in the most difficult of situations that this world can dish out. But more than that, what makes this hope of peace outstanding is this. Heaven's offer of peace eternal. Heaven's offer of peace eternal. So you see, Jesus tells his disciples in their lowest moment, when they realize that Jesus is going to go to his death, Jesus tells them these words. Read them carefully with me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. As a pastor, one of the most difficult moments that anyone faces in life is the death of a loved one. I have been there, and I'm sure you have been too. When you're with others who have no hope in life after death, their tears, they run hotter. Their cry is filled with a deeper anguish, for they have no hope for eternity. They believe after death comes nothing. This one they have loved is gone forever. There is no peace. There is no eternity. There is no hope of seeing them ever again. And they are lost, all alone in their hopelessness. Yet here in these words, Jesus offers hope, peace, and eternity to those who would choose to follow him, choose to believe in him and pattern their lives after his. And it's not just about peace and eternity. It's about peace starting now. Isn't that great news? We don't have to wait till death for peace. Peace is offered to us now. And it's not just about making it into eternity. It's about beginning eternity now, right now. It's about heaven's offer to be with the author of all grace, the author of all peace, the author of eternity in heaven, starting now. He is risen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to serve, to be a follower of the Savior, not one whose bones remain in the grave, but one who rose from the dead, never to be dead again. He gives me hope to face an uncertain world in uncertain times. Don't you want that hope? Don't you want that hope? Don't you want that hope?
Yes.
We can live with air and water and any other material item, but we cannot truly live without hope, the hope that God offers us. He lives. He lives today. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you. And thank you that we serve a risen Savior. Not one that's gone, but one that's in the world today. And we thank you and praise you that we, by accepting Jesus as our Savior, have become your children. Children who are not, children not born of a parent, but children who are born again. Spiritually born again. And God, we pray that you would give us the strength to proclaim your name, to live for you, and to share the hope that we have been given by you, the hope that allows us to rejoice. Even in the face of death, we can rejoice, knowing that there is so much more to offer. not in this life, but the life to come. We give you the praise and the glory, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whose name we pray. Amen.